Time now for instant wisdom. You know, one of the key characteristics of the environment that we are living in right now is that people only expose themselves to like-minded opinions. We talk about living in our bubble. Our social media accounts just feed us that information. I've always said, if you can't argue both sides, then you don't know the issue. Well, that brings me to instant wisdom this week by Professor Jonathan Haidt. He's been named one of the top global thinkers by Foreign Policy magazine, one of the top world thinkers by Prospect magazine, authored the New York Times bestseller, The Righteous Mind, and others, by the way, The Coddling of the American Mind. So let me just play you this clip regarding the danger of just being exposed to opinions that are similar to your own. Here's the clip.
First of all, to assume that you know that someone else is wrong, that you know, on my side is right, we have no need to discuss this because they're wrong, is such arrogance. And most people who think that are wrong about many things, as, you know, will be shown in several decades later. So we can't be so sure that we're right. More importantly, we need others to argue against us in order to strengthen our own thinking. He says, he who knows only his own side of the case knows little of that. You really can't know what you know until you've had a critic. So you have to seek out your critics. You have to welcome them. So when I give talks now, I've made it a habit to start, by asking in the question period, you know, people who disagree with me, people who have a counterargument, please come forward first, because let's get those counterarguments out there first. Because that's the only way that I'm going to get better at what I'm thinking and arguing about. So first you have to accept that we actually need others to make us smart. And if we surround ourselves with people who confirm our existing thoughts, we get stupid, quite frankly, stupid. In this age of social media bubbles, that's a real problem.
I would love people to have to be exposed to that analysis by Jonathan Haidt. I mean, it's incredible. I think one of the problems, though, is that people pay no price for being wrong. You know, our politicians really pay no direct price for being wrong. There are huge repercussions, but they don't pay it directly. No matter how bad their decisions are, they still get their pensions, they still get their salaries, they still get their expense accounts. That's very different from the investment markets, which teaches people to know the limits of their own understanding. Why? Because you pay a heck of a price, and it's a direct price when you're wrong. It's incredibly important, though. And this is one of the things that's changed so dramatically. People do not want exposure to ideas that challenge them. The number of subjects that we're not supposed to have a full discussion, and I just talked about it right up front with my little comment on the COVID coverage. Man, that list of subjects has grown dramatically, and we are not better off for it. It makes us stupid, as Professor Haidt says, if we just expose ourselves to people who agree with us.